So it was a lucky day indeed, when sometime during the awful summer of 1813, Beethoven's friend, the inventor, Johann Nepomuk Maltzel, the same Maltzel of the metronome, when Maltzel sidled up to him at the bar with a proposition both business and musical. You'll excuse me for putting words in Mr. Maltzel's mouth. Louis, what's up? Oh, man, when was the last time you brushed your teeth? Listen, you want another beer? Another beer, yeah, another beer down here. Listen, I've got an idea for a piece of music. No, no, listen to me, it's gonna be a killer, I swear, I guarantee it. No, really, hey, 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 who invented the metronome, okay? Well, all right, exactly, listen. We do a piece of music, me and you, a battle piece, a piece of music depicting Wellington's whoopin' of Joseph Bonaparte's army in Spain back on June 21. Yeah, June. That's right, June. What are you, deaf? Hey, hey, oh, all right, don't get all bent out of shape. I was joking. Jeez, listen, anyway, a piece of music like that, it's a natural. They're going to love it. I'll do the scenario. I put together the concert. I put people in the seats. You do what you do. You know, write it, orchestrate it, fool with it, lots of drums, loud, whatever. I mean, hey, it's a natural. What do you say? Oh, my friends, Beethoven said yes. Maltzel delivered what amounted to a script concept. Beethoven did what he did, turning the concept into a piece of orchestral music, though we should understand that we're using the word music here in the broadest and, frankly, the most charitable sense. Look, whatever the merits and flaws of the piece, Maltzel and Beethoven chose the perfect moment to create what amounted to a patriotic, anti-Napoleon piece of music. By late 1813, the Napoleonic tide had crested and was in serious retreat. After more than 10 years of European warfare, the end, Napoleon's end, was in sight. Item. During the summer of 1812, Napoleon, with the arrogance of a megalomaniac, marched on Russia with over 600,000 troops. He returned to Paris 6 months later, in December of 1812, having abandoned what remained of his Grand Army to its fate. Eventually, around 60,000 survivors straggled home. Napoleon lost 90% of his army, dead or missing. He abandoned them on the field, returned home, and still the French continued to follow him. Amazing. Item, June 21st, 1813. Lord Arthur Wellesley, Duke of Wellington, defeated a French army led by Napoleon's brother, the puppet King of Spain, Joseph Bonaparte, at the Battle of Vitoria in northern Spain. The French army retreated back into France, abandoning Spain to the Allies. Item, 4 months later, October 16th through 19th, 1813, the defeat that finally broke the back of Napoleon and his empire took place at the Battle of Leipzig, also known as the Battle of Nations. A raid against the French, who were entrenched in Leipzig, was a coalition of troops from England, Prussia, Austria, Poland, and Russia. Hopelessly outnumbered and almost completely encircled, Napoleon, after 3 days of battle, attempted to retreat. And while at first the retreat was orderly, it soon became a rout. Napoleon biographer Alan Shome writes this, and we quote, "The losses for all sides at Leipzig were horrifying. The Allies suffered 54,000 casualties, the French losing close to 75,000 men, including 30,000 prisoners of war and a few thousand defectors. In addition, 48 French generals were lost, 36 as prisoners, and another dozen killed or wounded. And then there were the usual innocent civilian bystanders, caught helplessly by forces beyond their control or comprehension, whose casualties were never counted. Dresden had been heavily bombarded, and Leipzig left in flames and ruin, not to mention the dozens of villages surrounding those battle sites. Thousands of civilians were killed or wounded, and thousands more left homeless. The French continued their retreat as the Allies pursued, taking the less seriously wounded with them, abandoning the rest along the wayside, along with their many dead. In addition, the French left behind their dead horses, hundreds of vehicles, and 325 cannon. Some 70,000 combatants and 40,000 stragglers finally reached the Rhine in safety, but almost 400,000 French troops had been lost," unquote.